This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And whether it's from the hip or the shoulder, that's what people consider the value of this hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, valuable commentator, valuable colleague, valuable mouth. There are a lot of things going on. Tuesday it is the 13th of... No, it isn't. Today's not the 13th. Today's the 20th. Huh. We lost a week. Does that mean everything I have is information from last week? Should we just hang it up, go home? I'm already home. Carrie, you can't go home.
I could if we hang it up.
Let's dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. Speaking of attacking, the Russians are not happy. No! We've got to make the Russians happy. Happy, happy. The United States shot down, or we didn't, but an American fighter that was employed by, in the use of men and women who are trained to do these sorts of things, shot down a Syrian warplane. Now, didn't I see something the Russians said that they would shoot down anything in the sky? I think I heard that someplace. Let's get our response. The Russians said they would shoot at any aircraft. Here's a reporter with what supposedly we would do if, in fact, that were to happen.
It was a U.S. F-18 Super Hornet aircraft that conducted the shootdown of the Syrian airplane over the weekend. In response, the Russians suggested that they might treat American aircraft and coalition aircraft in the air west of the Euphrates as a target. Sean Spicer was asked about that. He said, obviously, we're going to do what we can to protect our interests. And, you know, this is something that we're going to continue to work with. Keep the lines of communication open. He just said the Syrian regime and others in the region need to understand that we will retain in the right of self-defense of coalition forces aligned against ISIS. So when the White House says we will retain the right of self-defense, what they mean is we retain the right to fire back if somebody shoots at us. Or if somebody locks onto our aircraft, presumably that would also mean they have the ability to take out those SAM, those surface-to-air missile sites, in order to preserve the protection of U.S. aircraft that are flying in that area. So that is what you could be looking at, and that could mean a conflict with the Russians, which obviously would be very dangerous indeed.
So, I often use some of the television shows that I watch as examples of how, remember, used to be the byline for Law and Order was ripped from the headlines, today's stories. And so I have, as one of my favorite programs, Madam Secretary, Tia Leone and Tim Daly, who are a couple in real life, are married as husband and wife on the show. She is quite effective. I think it's quite a good program, actually. And so last week was a rerun of a show that played last year, and it was about the Chinese having taken over some islands in the Pacific and put secret weapons there and threatening to shoot down any American. Well, there was a whole bunch of things that were going on, but it's interesting how some of these things play out. I find it interesting anyway. The Russians are going to push and push and push as hard as they can. We seem to want to push and push and push as hard as we can. Others, it must be part of the human genome for us, certain people who are in the human species, to push and push and push and push and push. And there are, if you understand astrology, there are different things that are attributed to different people born in different places at different times. Whatever the reason for us being the way we are, isn't it interesting how aggressive some of us are and how passive others are? In the meantime, the civil war in Syria goes on because not only are the Russians pushy, the Chinese pushy, the Americans pushy, but the Syrian leader is pushy, and it seems there are a lot of people in the Middle East who just want war. So we're here, we're there supposedly representing our interests. Are we? We have this, the world has made a mess of this. The world has made a mess of so many things. How do we fix it? Look what's going on in London, for heaven's sakes. Yesterday, we were talking about that van that plowed into a group of worshippers leaving the mosque. Police say the suspect's a 48-year-old white man being held on suspicion of murder, attempted murder. But folks say police say he acted alone. 10 people injured. Terrorist attack, that's what they're calling it, because the victims were Muslims. Usually it's the other way around, right? Terrorist attack on white Christians. Muslim is the perpetrator. It's a terrorist attack. So now everybody's getting into the act, and everybody's a terrorist. Not everybody, but you know what I mean. So the aggressiveness of the human reality is something that we every day take into consideration, it seems to me. And it just is, it's almost too much to bear. There are things, when you think about it, that are almost too much to bear. So we tend to push all of this stuff out of our mind. After all, what difference does it make in your life what happens in London? What happens to a bunch of Muslims over there? What happens in Russia? What happens in Syria? It really doesn't seem to affect our lives, but yet in a way it does. It certainly, with the Syrians as refugees, impacting not only what's going on in Europe, but what's happening here, it is becoming as big, these refugees are becoming as big a problem as the illegal immigrants or refugees, whatever some people refer to, by the way, some people who are in favor of us letting in all the Mexicans that come across the border, or whatever, wherever they come from, because a lot of them are from Guatemala and El Salvador, and so under the circumstances, they're not able to make a living there, so there are those who say, especially on the West Coast, come on, let them in. And look what it does to disrupt things. But is that only because we're sort of stuck? Are we? Are we just stuck? How can they, if we just let everybody come in and assimilate and say, you know what, it's okay. We understand. We've done you harm. We've done you wrong. And you're welcome to come here and we'll take care of you. We've so disrupted the balance because of people who are in power in countries like, at the moment, today, Russia, China, the Americans do the same sort of thing. But yet when you go back in history, the British, the French, the Germans, the Dutch, they were the same in their time as we are in our time. And that's really what's created. Look at back to the Inquisition. The Spanish in the 14th, 15th centuries. It wasn't actually even the countries as much as it was religion. You remember that religion was created 2,000 years ago. All of the major religions created at that time or since that time, I suppose we could, the Jewish faith has been alive longer than that, but Christianity came out of Judaism, and from Christianity came Catholicism, and from Catholicism came Protestantism, and from Protestantism came all of the various sects that are in the Protestant domain, and then six centuries later, the Muslim religion started, and now there are various sects, S-E-C-T-S, of that group, and the splinter groups continue. There isn't a month goes by. Well, I shouldn't say a month. But in terms of new religions that are founded, mostly out of protest, I said something about how aggressive we are. We are protesters. We get different ideas, and we decide that we want to not live with the ideas that are prevalent, so we change them, or we work on them, trying to take the likes of leaders, Brigham Young, is an example. Martin Luther is an example. There are, if you go back, Calvin, he's an example. All these people were protesters. They all decided to take Protestantism, which was a protest on the Anglican Church, which was a derivative of the Catholic. See what I'm saying? It goes on and on and on and on. And all of the problems that we're having in the world today come from the unrest that has developed because of people and their religions. Well, you can say go back to before the time of Christ, go back to before the era that we're talking about, because Anno Domini, year of our Lord, we call this is 2017 AD. So what was it like in 2017 BC, before Christ? Well, ask the Chinese, because the Chinese at that point in time were the world leaders. The Chinese had control of that area of the world. And eventually, because of various things, mostly opiates, they lost control of the world. Did you know that? Go back to the religions that were important, Taoism and that sort of thing. And that was before the time of Christ. And they worshipped and smoked opiate. Dopes was the reason that their civilization fell apart. Look at what's happening to our civilization. I'm just telling you that what goes around comes around. I think that's the food for thought here at 18 past the hour.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run.
Starting at price for first base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Danny Harrison, George's son, now ready to go it alone. He's prepping his first solo album, booked his debut solo gigs for next month. He's released 3 full-length albums and 2 EPs with his electronic front. What do they call that? EPs are extended play. That's with his group. The New No 2? New Number 2?
The New Number 2, yeah.
New Number 2. Harrison has signed a solo deal with BMG Records, working on an album for release later this fall. In the press release, there is the following, quote, echoing his influences over the past few years as a composer, Harrison's new music paints a cinematic soundscape. His first performance is going to be July 24th at the Echo Club in Los Angeles, followed by a slot at the Panorama Music Festival in New York on July 30th. I'm going to be in L.A., but it's the weekend before that. I think it's the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. So I would go to see, just to see what the kid looks like and if his mannerisms are like his father.
He's a doppelganger to his father.
Is he?
Oh,
really?
It's almost eerie. Yep.
Seeing how close they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's incredible.
Well, he's become friends with some of the people that his father was friends with, like Eric Clapton, the Wu-Tang Clan. Prince, we played with him, Pearl Jam, Jacob Dylan, Ben Harper. Sons of, my son worked for Jacob Dylan for 4 years. He had a band, and he used the proceeds from the band to start a production company, and he now produces most of the high-scale, upscale car and supermarket advertising, a lot of commercials. That are high-end. This kid produces kids. Not kidding, or is he? Probably 40s. But it's interesting to see where these people go when they take the fame, they do something with it, and they create something. I thought it was... I think the kid's got a lot going for him, actually. And you sound like you believe that's the case too, Victoria.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I've seen Danny Harrison do lots of different Beatles tributes. He's played with Paul McCartney and Ringo, and Ringo's all-star band. He's played with them. So it'll be interesting to hear his solo music.
Oh, I remember where I saw him. He was when Ringo was here. We saw him a couple of years ago, the all-star band. And, yeah, Harrison's son was the drummer, I think. Wasn't he? Isn't he a drummer? What does he play?
No, he's guitar and sings.
Is he a guitar? Really?
Ringo's son, Zach Starkey, is a really good drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Zach Starkey has played with a lot of different really famous people.
When Ringo is on the stage, there's always another drummer in case he doesn't want to drum and he wants to just go out and fool around and sing.
Yeah.
So good luck to the kid. Good luck to him. Yeah. That's neat. Good. Vince Gill. Wow, this is a pretty impactful reality. Vince Gill is the newest member of the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's going to fill a void supposedly left behind by Glenn Frey's departure. A couple of weeks ago, they started rehearsing for their reunion shows at festival gigs in New York and L.A. this summer. He said he had to pinch himself. It was a surreal experience. Don's there, Timothy's there, I'm singing these songs. What an amazing gift. So on the 15th of next month at Dodger Stadium, the Eagles, with Henley and Timothy B. Schmidt and Joe Walsh, will reunite for their first full show since Glenn Frey died last year. Classic West, it's called. All-Star Weekend featuring Fleetwood Mac, Steely Dan, Journey, Vince Gill, and Glenn Frey's son Deacon are going to be there. Wow. This is something else. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem. Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care. 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old.
old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
I'm Chuck Steffen. It's Tuesday, the 20th of June, with Kara Schillen. We're into the clarification mode, if you will. What's going on? How is it happening? What does it mean? Yada, yada. One of the most interesting things to fly ourselves back to London for a moment, from the video of the driver of this vehicle that plowed into the Muslims as they left the mosque. He was caught by the police, put into a van, and apparently blew a kiss from the back of the van. It's just amazing how people think, how our minds get so distorted. "I did the job," he yelled about killing Muslims. I done my bit. I do it again. I do it again. How do you build up that much hate?
And what I never get is how people don't see the irony of what they're doing. How you can hate a group of people for what you think they're doing. You know, you think that they're all terrorists and they're going and doing this thing. And then you do the exact same thing to them.
Yeah.
I just, I don't understand how that makes you any different. It doesn't.
It doesn't make you any difference. No. And there's no difference whatsoever. Speaking of police, Seattle police officers shot and killed a 30-year-old pregnant woman in her home while her other three children were in the house. So yesterday, they released an audio clip of the shooting. You can hear two officers yell, "Get back," before the gunshots are fired. Charlena Lyles called the police about a burglar in her home. And while the two officers were there investigating, they say Lyles confronted them with a knife and they shot her. Family says the shooting was unnecessary and that she suffered from mental health issues. Okay, so why did she call the police? There's all kinds of whys with this one, huh?
Well, it was in the process of a robbery. Someone was robbing her house.
Yeah. So she had a knife to protect herself from the robber. Did they see the robber? Did they find the robber? They apprehend the robber?
I don't know. That is part of it that I don't know the answer to. But I just always get curious with these cases. It just feels like there should be other ways to subdue people. I don't understand the point of having tasers. And, you know, I look and see those two inmates who escaped from a prison in, what was it, Georgia, and killed the guards in the van that they were in, and they escaped, and they were still able to be apprehended and arrested without any issue.
Didn't get shot.
No.
No. It brings us around to wondering what sort of state our state is in, the state of mind that we are in. And back to what I was saying in the last half hour, the anger, the insolence, the crossing the line. People say, well, you don't understand what police officers face. Police officers are trained better than that in some districts. Seattle's a very progressive city. I'm sort of surprised this happened, but maybe we're speculating on too little information and need to wait and find out what other things become part of the investigation, become part of what we find as a result of the investigation. The police department's use of force incidents have dropped 60% recently. Back in 2011, the Justice Department investigated the Seattle police because of excessive force complaints and found that it was routine for them to do this sort of thing. So, am I going to sit here and criticize the police without knowing a little bit more? Sometimes when we do that, we jump the gun and have information later on that makes us think, well, we didn't really know the whole story, the story behind the story. So I think that's yet to be laid out.
I agree. The one thing that is kind of an interesting question to me, and maybe it's, you know, maybe both things are equal, but what's more of the police's job, to protect the public or to protect themselves? And obviously I want them to protect themselves. I have multiple family members who are Baltimore City police officers, and I never want anything to happen to them. But I don't know. It's always funny to me when I think, you know, the purpose of police officers are to protect the public, and shooting and killing them, I don't
think. Well, a knife is, if you got a knife, I don't know. This.
I guess that's
I want to find out a little bit more. A knife in and of itself is not a weapon that can be used fatally unless you're bigger and stronger than the people you're against. They've got presumably vests on that'll protect them if someone confronts them. It's just there's more that's needed to fill in the rest of the blanks here. And the fact that she was pregnant again and has mental health issues, why is she, you know, there's that, all of that, and how much of the state involvement should there be, is all kinds of, back to what I said in the last half hour, we're getting crazy. There's so many things happening that are such signs of dysfunction, and it goes back to the era 4,000 years ago when the Chinese were involved in running what was most of the known world at the time, and they smoked themselves into oblivion. Drugs, opium mostly, but you know, the other things that came out as a result of that, and we've become, I think, wildly unsecure or insecure. Both words apply here. We have our reality is unsecure. Nobody feels safe, right? Even with the police around, people don't feel safe, really. They make your own security, make your own safety, and build your own safety net. And also, people just are not, they're insecure because change is happening so fast. Things can't, we don't, you know, the data that comes out every day, you know, we remember used to talk about when I was in school, the Encyclopedia Britannica and all the knowledge that was in it. That's what we studied to find things out. Now you can find all that stuff out online. Just ask a question, get the answer. And every day, every year, we've doubled the amount of information that we had at our disposal. And what do we do with all that information? It's, again, not being, we aren't educating people as well as we think they need to be educated. I'm not sure that we're, I think we're doing a better job in many ways, but we're not doing a good job with the basics. So, and back to the sophistication of understanding what was going on with this woman and why she was in the state she was, why her house was being burglarized. So she called and she loses her life. There's something really wacky about this story, frankly. It really is whacked. So, speaking of things that are whacked, Sean Spicer, I don't say he's whacked. I say the way he's been treated by the news media is whacked. I don't know that much about this fellow, but it's obvious that there's a strain here between him and the president, between him and the press. Maybe he just wasn't a good choice for press secretary. So now there's apparently a strategy being introduced to bring in a new spokesman for the president. And Sean Spicer is going to have a new job, as we hear in this report.
Sean Spicer will now no longer take on the role of press secretary, and at least on a day-to-day basis, he will actually receive a promotion. Right now, the flowchart of the White House really goes, you got the press shop over here, headed by the press secretary. Then you got the communications shop over here, headed by a communications director. That was Mike Dubke, who you remember resigned a few weeks ago. Sean Spicer has really been filling both roles in the interim, but now he'll be bumped up above that to a new position. They don't quite know what to call it just yet, but it will likely be at the level of a deputy chief of staff, and he will oversee both the press office and the communication shop. And this, the president believes, as is Sean Spicer and Ryan Priebus, really plays to Sean Spicer's strength, because when he was at the RNC, when he was on Capitol Hill, he was always a behind-the-scenes player, working on strategy, as opposed to being the person who's out here every day ducking the slings and arrows of the media as they question him during the daily press briefing. So it's likely that we'll see Sarah Huckabee Sanders, if not move into the full press secretary job, at least be at the podium more often, and then there will be a communications director as well who is appointed. So Spicer will be the overseer, again, at a deputy chief of staff level over both the press shop and the communications shop.
I think that Sarah Huckabee is great, frankly. She's much better than Sean Spicer in many different ways. But I also note, Kara, that Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's one of the five on Fox, is in talks to become the next press secretary. And she starts an interview that she did with, the question came, well, are you the right person for the job, et cetera, et cetera. She talks about knowing Trump for 10 years. Fox is, you know, what Trump obviously likes. The Daily News interviewed her, and her first statement was, I'm a patriot, and it would be an honor to serve the country. What the hell does that mean? I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot, too. So does that mean, and the inference is clear. It's like I'm a Christian, one of those statements. I'm above everybody else because I'm a patriot, because I believe in this way of thinking, and everybody else who doesn't, the inference is everybody else who doesn't believe that is not a patriot. What garbage. It is garbage. It's insulting. I don't, right away, she'd annoy me, and not be qualified. I just think that why we have a conversation. Sarah Huckabee is the person, unless she doesn't want the job.
Yeah, I think she did a good job in the few press conferences that I watched.
Great.
But yeah, the Patriot word always annoys me you know, it's the implication that if you're in a certain political party or you believe in certain things that you're a patriot. And I just I don't know, the idea that. That the other, you know, basically, if you're a Democrat and live in the country, then you're not a patriot because you believe in a certain thing.
Yeah.
That's very frustrating.
Yeah. Well, it's also it's not smart thinking. 45 past the hour, the Supreme Court on a gerrymandering case in the next portion of this program.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class health care system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
So while a lot of people are talking about the election in Georgia, I think this is a more interesting political story. Supreme Court agreeing to hear a case that could fundamentally change how voting districts are drawn. They said yesterday they'll take a case from Wisconsin which involves partisan gerrymandering. And the suggestion is it's unconstitutional. Depends on how it's applied, how the laws apply, but it will be interesting to watch this and see how it all shakes out. My observation at 10 before the hour, Doug Steffen here.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Past the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is aired around the country every weekend. So we're getting the planning, the ideas and things that we discuss here are really insightful because we know, as a result of Tom being here, what's going to be on the program this weekend. So you get a little bit, a little spice, a little bit of a slice of life when it comes to helping your home be better. And then you can listen to the whole program on the weekend. Go to moneypit.com and find a station near you or just listen to podcasts of it. Very cool stuff. Lots of helpful information. And so with that in mind, we have questions from listeners that hopefully the answers to will help you in your predicament. So we'll get some answers in a moment here from Tommy the K.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh,
switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
GEICO. Because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
All right, Tom and the K, 56 after the hour. We have some questions from intelligent listeners. Miranda, for example, is concerned because it's hot that her air conditioning isn't getting very cold.
Yep.
I would want to know whether this is whole house air conditioning or is this an air conditioning self-standing unit, and what does it take to charge it up, Tommy?
Well, I'll presume for this answer that she's talking about central air conditioning. And, you know, when you turn the system on and it worked last summer and you're kind of expecting it to work this summer and maybe you're not feeling the same level of comfort, it's possible that you could have lost some refrigerant over the season. Mm-hmm. And an easy way for you to test your air conditioning to see if it's really working up to par or not, Doug, is really quite simple. You measure the temperature at the supply register. So you find one of your ducts, that one that has a pretty strong airflow coming out of it, and measure the temperature there. Mm-hmm. And then compare that to the temperature at the thermostat. You ought to be seeing a 15 to 20 degree difference in temperature. If you're not seeing that much, then but you're seeing something like maybe, I don't know, 8, 10 degrees, the refrigerant's probably low.
Uh-huh.
And that could be addressed with a service call. So that's an easy DIY way for you to tell if your air conditioning is kind of working in the normal range or not.
Well, the other thing is, if it's losing its charge, there must be a leak somewhere. So you don't want to just bring somebody in to recharge it. The person that comes in needs to be smart enough to be looking for leaks.
Absolutely. Agree.
Yeah, because otherwise, where's the stuff going to go? It's going to be leaking out. All right, here's listener Anna has been doing a lot of grilling. Her gas grill needs an extreme makeover. Is there a way of doing it? Didn't you just do that to yours? Don't I remember you?
No, yeah, I did. And actually, in my case, what I did was because my burners were completely rusted out, so rather than buy a whole new barbecue grill, I ordered new burners online and kind of just replaced the guts. But, I mean, just unless your burners are physically damaged like mine were, you don't have to do that. But what you do want to do is sort of take the whole thing apart. You want to soak the grids in really hot water. You want to pull out the lava rock or the ceramic briquettes if you have that kind of thing. You can clean them with a wire brush. You want to check all of the rubber hose connections for the propane. Here's a trick of the trade for that. Take a little bit of dish soap and water and mix it together and then sort of brush that on to those connections. If you see it bubble up, you have a gas leak. So that's an easy way to figure out if your propane is leaking, and much safer than using a match, I might add.
Right, yeah. Ba-boom!
Right.
Not smart at all.
Once you clean that everything that's associated with your grill, then you can kind of put it all back together. And if you do that, you know, in mid-season, and pre-season and mid-season, you're going to be good to go. And then do it at the end of the season, it'll be ready for the next summer.
Yeah. Don't put it away with all that garbage and stuff on it, for sure. All right, there you go. A couple of great tips. Thanks to Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out at moneypit.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.